L'Origine du Monde, after Gustave Courbet. My girlfriends tell me about their vaginas while we sunbathe in a backyard or stand in a doorway, caught between here and there. At kitchen tables, they tell me about their pelvic floors and uncover miscellanies of trauma. I haven't heard much of their joys, though, the ones I imagine out in the world somewhere, like wild orchids, drawing water right out of the air. A married friend tells me she orgasmed, finally, on her own, and blows gently on her Thai coconut soup as if to soothe a kind of shame. As for the rest, perhaps we only share the sufferings of our bodies, the joys too sacred to expose, resisting translation as Yahweh does, afraid of what sacrifice may be required at the altars of our pleasure. My girlfriends tell me of their own phantom pains, folding deeper into tissue of nacre, and while searching the web to understand my body, I read that, rather than a rib, God created Eve from the baculum, missing in human men but apparent in other mammals, resulting in the shared perineal raphe, or scar. I like the idea that the whole world is born from a scar, but I have long since abandoned literal interpretations of the myth that man comes first, and then, if she's lucky, woman. Instead, I imagine us slithering out of the dark with silt-covered bellies and still-to-be-determined forms, our sex oscillating before us like waves. The public beaches have been closed for 2 months now, but a girlfriend and I stand at the mouth of a marsh and hold on to each other's elbows as we slip into the salt, our feet sinking in the mud, and the grass tickling at our wrists. We shrink back when the water reaches the place between our legs, and in this, at least, we are the same.